Oh, that is a good chip. Oh, hey, guess who it is? It's Spaticus, everybody. I'm back. I know, I didn't plan on taking a hiatus, but it kind of happened accidental just because plans don't always go the way you think they're going to go. You know, because life gets in the way. All right, I'm eating these really. I'll tell you about these chips in a minute. Let's get episode 3 going. It's been a while. All right. I am back. I'm a little lost. I meant to do this a couple days ago, but then, sometimes you're feeling it or you're not feeling it. And right now I'm feeling it. And I said, I'm going to head up to the shed, grab some stuff, grab my notes, and get season 3 going, because I know some people are waiting on me. Been waiting a while, and I appreciate that. And I don't know. It seems like it's a jam-packed show today, because that's what my notes look like, and things to talk about, and beverages to talk about. These chips, I said I'll tell you about them in a minute, but they're pretty good. Jalapeno agave. That's just a tease. Where to start? First, why don't I give some shout outs? I've had some kind people to me, stumble on my words here. I want to say thank you to some of my supporters for buying me a coffee. Links on my webpage, whatthepat.com. You can see it right there, buy me a coffee. No obligation, but I do appreciate it. Keeps me going. I want to give a shout out to Chris, who's in Texas. Appreciate it, buddy, pal. You're one of the ones been kicking me in the nuts to get this going. And April, who's in New York. And I did have, I don't know who, it's a mystery, but I did have another in, I believe, Virginia. Sometimes I can see what. I mean, I do know who, but it just says someone. So I'm going to go with they don't want me saying their name on the air. So, thank you to the supporters. It does help me keep going because, nothing's free. Everything costs these days and stuff. So you're probably wondering where I've been in case you don't follow me or anything like that. My wife, Allison, and I finally, after 2 years, got to hit the road. Our son Zach has been looking at properties in Florida. He's a professional at Zillow. If you need me to hook you, if you're looking for a home somewhere and you need specific, he'll find it for you. Just you just tell me, email me, whatthepatpodcast@gmail.com. I'll put you in touch. He'll find you what you're looking for. He'll even tell you what's in the area, tell you what the crime rate is, all of that. I think I have a burp coming. Anyway, back to it. Yeah, so we finally hit the road. With, I like to call her Vanny Van, sometimes Vanity, but Vanny Van, the van I built out to live in. It's a Ram ProMaster. It's small, but it packs us and the two dogs in, Odin and Bernard. That was a good one. So yeah, we packed it. There was packing. It could be difficult figuring out what you want to bring and what you should leave behind. But anyway. We kicked it again. We hit the road. We wanted to practice how cheap we could do it, enjoy ourselves, and just take in the experience, and then go look at some property in Florida. So again, once again, like we did a couple years ago, we stayed at some Flying J's. We stayed at a Cracker Barrel one night because we couldn't find a Flying J, so we opted for Cracker Barrel, which I think I prefer a Flying J or a Walmart. Because if you need a restroom in the middle of the night, they're always open. Cracker Barrel, of course, closes. So there's that. But the parking lot Cracker Barrel was, it felt secure. It was, you didn't have all the hustle and bustle like a gas station or a Walmart. Nice and quiet and everything. It was comfortable. So there's that going for you. So depending on what you're looking for. And plus, the one we picked was right near, I have notes. I do have notes. I want to say, not Santee. You know, I didn't write it down. It was in South Carolina, right near a really ninth park that we went to, and we spent a good portion of the day there. And that is where I saw my first in the wild gator. I had no idea South Carolina had gators and armadillos. Saw a bunch of them dead. Anyway, so that's what we did. We took the trip. I also stopped at my mom's. She had no clue we were coming. Surprised her for Mother's Day. Got there a day early and surprised her. So that was pretty cool because she was pretty happy. I was happy. Got to see my mom and spend some time with her. Nice little stopover. And then kicked it on down to Florida, which I've never really spent a lot of time in Florida. Destin is one place I've been to, and I think I was somewhere else years and years ago. I don't remember where, but Destin, that's up in the Panhandle. Beautiful place. But we went more in the northern, middle. So I was trying to think. It was in the Ocala National Forest. So we did manage to camp for free quite a few nights. And then we have hit a few campgrounds, which was cool. Some of them are really good price. Manatee Springs, it's West Florida, still the north, but beautiful place. The campgrounds were great. Got some great shots. The manatees weren't in because they come in around October, apparently when it's the water's warmer. I know it took me a minute. October, warmer, so on so forth. But yeah, so no manatees. I did see quite a few snakes. No gators. And actually took a dip. The water was clear. It was nice. Which was also cool because I have a cool housing for my Osmo action camera, which allows me to do these half water shots. So it's, you could see in the water and you could see land or whatever. So I haven't gotten to do a lot of those. So I was pretty excited to do that. And some of those turned out pretty cool. So yeah, I don't know if you've ever seen on social media, there's these really cool shots where you can see like in the water and stuff in the water and land. Pretty cool. Put that camera to use. Those are itching. And that park was, like I said, it was $22 for one night, which was really good. We actually had power and water at our site, which was good to refill because I carry about 6 gallons of fresh water for us, which can be hard to get sometimes. Otherwise, you got to go buy it. Oh, that was another burp. Oh, they just keep coming. Because I'm drinking a Heineken. This is 0.0 alcohol free. It'll take a minute. This, I bet I could set a regular Heineken and this Heineken in front of you and you would not be able to tell the difference. I don't need to get into why I can't just drink all the time. I'm missing a gene. Anyway, that's what I'm drinking right now. Probably causing the burps. So anyway, Manatee Springs, awesome. Lake Eaton was another place we stayed. That was self-check-in. That was $10 a night. No amenities and like a vault toilet, which is basically an outhouse and you poop in a hole. That was a beautiful place. Saw 3 gators there and some really cool, I believe, heron. You know, the bird. So, another great place to camp. We hit... General Coffee Campground, Georgia. The state park there. The ranger was really cool. She saw that we had our 2 dogs, not knowing anything about them, and was like, I'm just going to give you guys the group campground way up so you're just private, have your own little space and everything. It was gorgeous. It was huge. There was an outhouse. There was a lean-to, picnic tables, which makes it easier. So that gave us a really good time to, we actually did some laundry, hung it up to dry, recharged any of the batteries and whatnot we had because there was some good sun there. And it was good just to kick back in there. And then, you know, I can't remember. There was a place in South Carolina we stayed on the way back. And that was, I can't believe I don't have my notes I'm here for you to tell you memory and some stuff, but the park was nice. It was smaller than our backfield and crammed a bunch of people in, but it was quiet. Oh, excuse me. We had power, we had water, and the one perk, these had to have been some of the best, not like I had an Oregon Coast with Alex, a buddy of mine, years ago, road trip. That show. This shower, though, it compared. It was close. This was an amazing shower at this park. Free, hot, semi-private. You get two shower curtains. I call that semi-private because someone could still be like, hey, what's up? And be like, hey, showering. Back it up. And it was really clean there. So there was that. But where am I going here? So Florida, because that was our main thing. We actually saw, I don't know, eight homes. Most of them were trailers. Some of them were really beat up. One we really, really loved. It was a double wide built, I believe 79. And it was actually an Airbnb they were selling that had a petting zoo with it too, which had ducks, chickens, two goats. Kind of cute. They were in the backyard. The yard was pretty cool. The trailer was very vintage, and it was amazing to see that not much had been done to it, just upkeep. And every, like, if you rolled on the lot in 79, be like, yeah, that's pretty much it. We liked that one, but we opted to put an offer in on one of the first single wides we saw because the property was really nice and everything. So long story short, we put an offer in, they accepted, and then they came back and they were like, oh, well, the title's not in their name, so, you know, you guys can do that. And we said, wow, this really seems like bullshit. So we backed out. No biggie. We weren't really in love with it, but we thought it'd be cool to have a staging point in Florida and up here. So we backed out on that. Adventures in Florida, though, we encountered tons of sandy roads. I was amazed at how much that isn't paved there to get you to some of these places. And it's like a full-on, like, community. There's houses and roads in here, but they're all like sand and everything. It was crazy. And what comes with sand and heat? Oh, ticks. Sweet Jesus. There were so many ticks. It was insane. But I wasn't getting attacked by black flies, which are here where we are. Not now. They've gone away. They only last about a month. That was driving me insane. And chiggers. I don't know if you ever encountered those. Oh, man. So Allison and I ended up with quite a few bug bites that we're not sure where or what these things were that came from. We're still healing. But we were just... You never hear anybody talk about the ticks. Shit. Should have been a given, right? That's why a lot of people there have chickens, guinea hens, and I'm not even sure these long-legged birds you see and everything. And then fence your yard to keep the deer out. But yeah, I think overall the trip was a pretty good success. We learned a lot. It was fun. There were some miserable moments, but I think you're going to run into that. And with gas prices, it makes it hard for you to want to go further. And that's when we decided we probably should get home because gas just kept going up and up and up. And I'm not here to talk politics because I don't want people to be like, oh, I'm not going to listen to you because he gets political. But yeah, the gas, that hurt. But 18 days on the road, bringing most of our food and looking where to get water and try to sleep for free, we did $745. That's gas with a few splurges on food and some lodging in there. So I think that's pretty good. Here's the funny thing. I paused so I could make noises so you didn't have to hear the noises like drinking or eating. I don't remember where I left off. Other than we were in Florida. Lots of bugs. Amazing. Oh yeah, how much the trip cost. There we go. And I knew it would jog once it came back. I did think about recording on the road, and that's the whole thing with packing the van and learning how to use the van, because this was our longest trip to date, and it was a decision on what we should bring that would be helpful and what wouldn't be helpful. We have these Selk bags that look like giant onesies, but they're sleeping bags. I probably didn't need to bring those. I probably overbrought blankets because then we started having trouble where to put them, because we want to keep the front seats clear in case we ever get the knock on the van. It's easy enough just to hop out, pull down the shades, and roll out. That way we don't cause any issues, because that's our goal, is not to cause issues, because a lot of other people do this, so we don't want issues causing, you know, we don't want to be that guy, you know, the guy or woman. I think it applies to all of them. Was that it? So we never got the knock. Everybody was cool. Everywhere we stayed, we felt comfortable. We never felt worried about anything. But getting my recording gear out to record, it wasn't so easy. I could have used the phone, but I have a certain way I like to record and everything. So didn't record. I didn't even pull my laptop out because of where it was packed in the van. It made it harder to get to. So this is all live and learn and where to put things. Like coffee supplies probably needs a different place than where it was because it was a little harder to get out, especially when it rained. I could have done coffee up in the front seats, but by the time I would have gotten it all out, it was just easier to run into Flying J and get their coffee. Of which, damn, they have some new roasts and they were really good. I was happy. And then you just wait for their dollar coffee day. Score, you know? That's what I'm saying. Score you some coffee, bruh. So there's that and everything. So learning what to pack, how to pack, and what works for the van, because our dog crates too tend to get in the way. So I found ways to keep them out of the way, keep the dog cool and everything. I have a Goal Zero Yeti 400. It's 300 watts. That thing, it only died once on us, and it's because I had our exhaust fan on 2 one night, and it probably should have been on 1. But it lasted, I think, 12 hours on that and drained the battery on that. But the cool thing is I added extra solar to the top. So 200 watts of solar driving around in Florida sun all day. That thing was charged within 6 hours, fully charged. And then I just learned that we don't run it on full, the fan, just run it on 1 all night. Crack the front windows, kick that fan on, and these 2 little Ryobi fans I have inside, which are really cool. It gives a nice breeze. So 80 degrees, some nights we can drop that down in there to where it was comfortable to sleep and not sweat to death. The other cool part is most everywhere we went had internet, so we could watch our shows. Because we do like to wind down, and some people are like, oh, TV gets in the way. I mean, to each his own, if you like to watch TV while you're camping or not. But it's a good way for us to wind down and just get ready for bed. And one of the shows, I wish there was more. It was a lot of fun. Bullshit the Game Show. Howie Mandel hosting. That was a fun show. It's on Netflix. Check it out. It's cool. It's not very long. It's pretty funny. That's where people either know the answer or don't, and they have to bullshit, and they try to win $1 million. So it's pretty cool. Thought it was cool. Other shows we watched, The Circle, because that had a new season out. Those... The Circle and Bullshit were the 2 we watched. Because I wanted to save Ozark, Outer Range, and Lincoln Lawyer till we got home. Just because you run out of shows sometimes. Plus, you know, we had plenty of those shows to watch. My thoughts on Lincoln Lawyer. I thought that was a pretty good show. It felt, I know it's TV, but the law stuff felt more like how a courtroom does things than it felt like Hollywooded. And I've never seen the movie, which I'd like to. But I did. I like the show and I'm looking forward to more. Outer Range. That's a little bit of a mind fuck. And it's cool. I liked it. I like shows that are just a little weird. You don't know what's going on because they don't tell you everything. And then feed you in. It's neat. That's on Amazon. Finished Ozark. Overall, I'm happy with the show. The ending, it's so funny because you always get mixed feelings on endings and stuff like this. So I can live with it. I know some people can't and other people might fight it, but hey, that's everybody's opinion. That's, you know, I think you can't please everybody. Night Sky. That one also is on Amazon Prime. And I just had his name. Sissy Spacek's in it. And, you know, the one guy. Why can't I think of his name? Anyway, doesn't matter. Look it up. That is a neat show, too. It's another one of those, I don't understand what's going on. These people go through this little portal, then they're up in space, you think, and they can watch the stars, and then there's more to it, and it goes on, and I believe it's 8 episodes. Check that out, too. Like, you could do Outer Range and then that, and get your, I don't know what the hell's going on type thing. I did start Kenobi, Obi-Wan Kenobi. I'm very excited for this show. Was just extremely looking forward to it. And before I started to watch it, I just started seeing some reviews come in about dislike and what's going on with it. I'm not really going to comment on the show right now. I have episode 4 to watch because that just came out. But I'm mixed. I'm going to wait till it's done. I'm mixed. I mean, I'm excited to see Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen back. And I've never known what the Inquisitors were, so it's kind of cool seeing them. There's things I like about it, and then there's things I'm like, I don't know. But yeah, that's show-wise, that's out. What up? Movies. I am so behind on movies and TV shows. I gotta see Doctor Strange, Spider-Man, Morbius, Venom 2. I know everybody's like, yeah, you don't need to. I don't know. I do. Top Gun. I'm ready. Oh, The Batman. I still have to see that. Loki, one of the TV shows I'm missing out on. I started. I think I'm on episode 2. I gotta catch up on that. And there's plenty. Moon Knight. There's so much out there. I like keeping things built up, but then I get so far behind, it's so hard to see. So, I mean, there you go. And, what? You're probably like, man, Pat, those chips sounded good. What are they? And I already told you, jalapeno and agave. I like agave.
I mean, listen to that crunch. It's a good stout chip.
I believe you pronounce it Mianina. M-I-N-I-N-A. The white corn tortilla chip. Found it at Walmart. It's volcanic stone ground corn.
I mean, it's volcanic.
Do they have a website? Yeah. M-I-N-I-N-A tortilla.com. Figure out how to spell. These are good. Next to no ingredients, you know. They don't put a lot in it, but these would be a great nacho. Again, listen to that.
I mean, you know it tastes good when it crunches like that. I already talked about the Heineken. Sorry, my mouth is full. Well, I have really good flavor.
I bet if they made a seasoning like that, hell yeah. Coffee. There's a Mennonite greenhouse a few miles up from us. Great produce, plants. It's a beautiful greenhouse. Beautiful. They also sell some other things like maple syrup that they make. Oh, got my half gallon. Pure maple syrup. They had some local roasters coffee there too. Tug Hill. Where's their website? See, this is good. TughillArtisanRoasters.com. I'm pretty sure I'll have the link in the show notes. I bet you can order it. I picked it up just to try it out because, you know, they're local. Why not support them? It's a Guatemala light roast. I picked whole bean because I like to grind my own. And it's Finca El Jardin. Yeah, there you go. There's no story with it. It's a cute little coffee brown bag, 10 ounces. You can get whole bean or ground, but I don't know if you can order online. You might be able to, but it's really good flavor. Really enjoyed it. In fact, got a few more going there. So there you go. That's coffee. What else? Some other things. We picked up a blend jet to take with us. It's a small, I think it's 10 ounce little handheld like blender. It's like a little mini magic bullet. So you can blend your shakes while on the go. USB-C to recharge it, and I don't think we've recharged it for about a month now. It's holding strong. Blends nice. That's pretty cool. I'll try to remember to put some notes in there. Something else to check out too, for if I have any photographers listening, Mosh Planner. This is a cool photography planner you can use. When you go, if you like journaling and stuff, it's set up for photography, so you can enter all kinds of stuff in there. There's blocks that's set up and all that. That's the best I can explain. That's cool. I should probably have a link in the show notes too. Another gadget I picked up to take with us on the road to kind of have like in an everyday carry, or EDC as some say, is it's Booty. Not Booty. It's Booty. Buddy. Maybe it's Buddy. B-U-D-I. It's a 9-in-1 USB. So you can connect different devices, connect to your phone. It's got a micro SD reader in it, so you can connect to your phone, put that in and transfer files and whatnot if you need to.
It's got micro USB and regular USB if you need to plug in the computer or do anything else. It's a good little device to have that's compact and small. I'll have links in the show notes. But that came in handy because I have a road cam. I don't know what the hell to call it. I got a rear view mirror, so I film behind me, in front of me, in case of accidents or whatnot, and take pictures with it. But I actually, because we hit some cool roads, took the SD card out of it and can use some of that footage for the video I'm putting together of a road trip to show some of the roads we went on and get some different views and stuff. So I thought that was a cool way to use that in there. And a couple cameras that I really loved using on the trip too was the Insta360 1R, which now they have the 1RS that's out, so it's even better, and the Insta360 Go 2. A friend of mine recommended it, the 1R. Nathan, thank you. Very cool camera. You do 360 stuff with it, but you don't even need a film crew. So it's cool. You could just film and then edit to get the angles you want and move it around and everything. It's really cool. And the Go 2 is so small and powerful that it did some really cool photos and video of the trip too. So just some things that I found that made the trip easier and a lot more fun and enjoyable. I did pull out my Nikon and my Sony for a few shots, used my phone too and stuff like that too. So yeah, the devices I liked using and all that. So it's cool when you see various rest stops because you get to, I don't know if this, it's funny what you see in different restrooms when you go in and what hair dryers they come up with. And I've always seen the Dyson hand blade one. I'm like, this is kind of cool, but it just doesn't feel sanitary the way it does things and how it's set up. It's still kind of cool. I mean, that blast of air coming out of there is cool. And I think we were in South Carolina at the Welcome Center, and I went in the bathroom because, well, that, you go to the bathroom and wash your hands in there. I hope you do. They had, now Dyson had a faucet and what looked like wings that came out. And I'm like, what the hell is this? So, you know, all censored. You get the soap. We'll get to that in a minute. And then, you know, sensor turns the water on. And then when you're done, if you shift your hands over to the left and to the right under those wings, it shoots the blade of air out right there. That felt a lot more sanitary, but wickedly cool, fairly quiet, and dried my hands. Unlike that accelerator hand dryer. I don't know who thought of inventing a jet engine with decibels so high it makes your ears bleed but your hands are dry. What the fuck is that about? I hate that fucking hand dryer. I see it and I'm like, you're kidding me. It's at our movie theater. So let's say you middle movie, you gotta run and go to the bathroom. Then you go in and then you dry your hands and you blow out your fucking ears. Then you go back to watch the movie and you can't hear a goddamn thing except your tinnitus is kicked in. It's like, ee! And if it's an action movie, you wonder, shit, did someone just drop a bomb? So how about we remove the accelerators and get going with these Dyson? Why can't we do that? And stop using the fucking foam and soap. I don't need the extra hand. I can lather it up myself. I don't understand the soap. I haven't understood it for years. And I only saw two restrooms who didn't use it. And I was like, thank you. I don't get it. As soon as I lather, it's like, there it is. Oh, look, hey. And then the water rinses it all off before I can lather. So you got to lather, I guess, before. And then you hope the water works. Because I ran into a few times there where you got the soap and the sinks wouldn't work. I did find a sink because I wasn't dipping in the toilet. So some things I want to stop happening. We need to get a petition going on this. Stop with the fucking foam and soap and that accelerator hand dryer. Or can you at least make it? But how about give me some, put these earmuffs on before you dry your ears. Okay? All right. I feel like I just ran a marathon talking about that. I'm sorry. Some cool people to follow on Instagram. Let's sidestep. Urban 69 does amazing music reviews on old albums, new albums. It's mostly rock and roll. You get a good feel for it. He does really good. URBNNS69. And I've been thinking about supboarding for years. And I started following a few people on Instagram who supboard. And Nikki Supps, she's in Canada. And she does...
you get a feel that if she could sup all the time, that was all she does. She loves it. And you could see that. You could follow her, NIKKISUPS. I did talk to her for a little bit before I purchased one just to see, because I didn't want to get something cheap and then not enjoy the experience. So she guided me, and Thurso Surf also helped. And that's, I went with the Waterwalker 126. I've only been out once because you'd think in June it wouldn't be raining all the time, but that's all it seems to be doing. Raining. On and on and on. But I've been out once and it was amazing, and I look forward to going more times. And picked up a folding kayak, tech, for Allison because she wants to hit the water too. Plus, we wanted something we didn't want to put on the hood of the car, top of the car. Hood of the car, it's not a dead animal. That's where you put your dead animal? I don't know. So, Tuck Tech. That should be here Saturday. And these will fit in the van. But then you can't sleep because they're kind of big. But still, not roof racking it. Roof. Putting it on the roof. Those are the things. I don't have any more notes. Just random thoughts and everything to what's going on. Did I ever mention these Denik notebooks? They're pretty nice. Denik.com. But you're like, how do you spell that? Well, if I didn't cover up the sticker on the back of it, I could tell you. Denik.com. DENIK.com. Really like the paper. It's nice to write on. I think it's stickered up. You can find them at Target, too. What else did we talk in there? I was looking at other stuff and thinking. Podcast. Check out the Movie Patrol. Seriously. Oftentimes, I forget what movie they're talking about because they're somewhere else in the podcast that is just so damn funny. It doesn't matter what movie they're talking about. They'll get back to it eventually. And if any of you Rambo fans, Rambo's there quite often. He stops in. I think Van Damme even stops in from occasion. JCVD, you know. Remember that movie? Cyborg? Kickboxer? You know. Name a few. There. A weird thought. I do believe that, I was just thinking, because I get weird thoughts, that there are now songs that Jimi Hendrix wrote that are older than him. You could check me on that. I'm pretty sure it's true. I'm pretty sure. So, just one of those weird thoughts. Kind of like that one time I was telling you, I was going through my great-grandfather's papers. He was a merchant marine in World War I and World War II. Captain of several ships. Even got a gallant ship award. But I was going through some of his papers, and I had to take a staple out of one of them, and I just, it's just weird and surreal to hold a staple and like the history of that little chunk of metal in my hand. It was almost hard to get rid of it, but what am I going to do with it? Excuse me. But I'm like, the history of what this has been through and where it, I'm sure it sailed because he did his stuff out at sea, and you know, and he used a staple, and then, there you go. So, just weird things that go through my head and everything. So yeah, there you go. That's about what has been going on since we've been back. Done some fun things. Like I said, supboarding and just gone out and enjoying being home again. And getting the lawn caught up because when we left and came back, it grows. It grows. It gets big and a lot. Too. Oh, and Seeker, check this app out. This is really cool. Seeker. It's on Apple and Android. It shows you places to camp, water, and other things. It's a really cool app. We used it quite a bit on the trip, and we started doing a host camp at our place. So we got a mini campground going here, and also checked out Hip Camp. So you can set up, you can find places to camp, which is on, you can look at that on your computer or your phone. It's both Apple and Android, Hip Camp. So you can find campgrounds that other people have set up versus regular old parks and whatnot, various prices and stuff. Really cool. I have a setup there hosting
and seeing if we can get some people coming out camping here. Because why not? Why not open the property so others can enjoy it too? And make some money in there, hopefully. So, I mentioned the movie Patrol, didn't I? Yeah. And the shows we're watching and everything else. So, I think that pretty much... I know this is kind of short. I mean, looking at it, because I haven't edited yet. We're looking at 35 minutes, so who knows what it'll be edited down to. So, there you go. And, yeah. Thank you again, everybody, for supporting the show. Even just listening, going on, giving reviews, you know, good, bad, ugly, I don't care. Reviews help, you know, guide people in, reel them in, and everything. Again, thanks to Chris, April, and someone for supporting me, buying coffee. Who doesn't like that? And then I hit pause and get lost again. I think I was thanking my supporters and someone. And again, the Bacon Me team, thanks for listening. I don't know how many of you are listening, so I'm just going to give out to the whole Bacon Me team. My gaming buddies, appreciate it. And there we go. That's it. I'm signing off. I'm out of here. Hopefully within a week I can get you another episode, but you know, don't hold your breath, because that's some, you got to breathe. You got to breathe. All right. I'm checking out. And have a good one. Remember, look at people, wink and smile. Do it.
Do it.
Tell them Patikins sent you. Later, Patikins.
Bye. Do it.